Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. I have been trying to apply arithmetic to the problem of hurricane relief. I know this is like translating computer code to cuneiform tablets, but bear with me. Ancient learning was, after all, learning. The costs of recovering from hurricanes Harvey in Texas, Irma in Florida, and Maria in Puerto Rico are now estimated at about $220 billion. Congress has thus far appropriated $15 billion for the purpose, acting on September 9th, the very day FEMA was expected to run out of money. By its timely action, Congress solved 7% of the problem. With a burn rate of $2 million a day, FEMA will be broke again in 75 days from September 9th. Nobody's talking about this, at least not in any way that makes sense. In a cheery piece claiming that FEMA can never run out of money, the explainer website How Stuff Works says it can't happen in the future because in the past, Congress has always bailed it out in time, just like it did with its 7% solution of September 9th. But arithmetic suggests that the correct question is not whether FEMA will run out of money, but when the U.S. government will run out of money. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that this year alone, the government will spend $693 billion more than it takes in. And the CBP expects the deficits to increase and the national debt to keep going up for 30 years into the future. The national debt has recently sailed north of $20 trillion. But keep in mind, could instantly be repaid in full if every U.S. citizen wrote a check for $62,000. And yes, that would include each of your infant children. And no one's talking about this. Speaker of the House, Representative Paul Ryan, surveyed the damage done by Hurricane Irma yesterday, called it astounding. But on the subject of paying for recovery, became vague to the point of invisibility. Quote, I'm sure that we're going to do another what we call supplemental sometime in October once we have a full assessment of what is needed. The last thing you will see is his smile. There's some talk of doing something or other about FEMA's National Flood Insurance Program, otherwise known as Socialized Flood Insurance, when privately owned insurance companies discovered many years ago that it was suicidal to insure the seaside and riverside houses that Americans love best, they stopped insuring them. That hurt home builders and developers, who, of course, demanded that the free market solve the problem with an American government handout. But the government flood insurance has proven to be just as suicidal, financially speaking, as the private insurance was, and the program was, before this year's trifecta of Category 5s, $20 billion in debt, an amount that arithmetic, dark pagan art that it is, suggests can never be repaid. And now, there's talk of rejiggering the rates, redrawing the threat maps, maybe doing something, but there is no talk about the fact that Congress fixed the National Flood Insurance Program 4 years ago. I'm not making this up. They rationalized the cost of premiums, started phasing out the subsidies, and vowed to return flood insurance to private enterprise where it belongs. Private enterprise, of course, erupted with rage, and the whole program vanished with hardly a trace in about 60 days. Now there is only silence. But the antiquated laws of arithmetic seem to be holding. Our debt, like the seawater all around us, continues to rise, no matter how strenuously we ignore it. The implications of that debt and our ignorance are spreading like dry rot through the structures of the industrial age. As my ex-wife said to me one day, "You know, we really have to talk." To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.